Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Irish tourism sector continued to recover in the first few months of this year. Despite this, though, North American visitors, so important to our overall tourism market, continue to lag behind. And tourists from there are almost half what they were pre-COVID, down 45% on 2019 levels. Rising costs and the war in Ukraine are seen as significant factors in deterring Americans from travelling. So we sent our own Brian O'Connell, who happens to live in the tourist village of Blarney in Cork, to see if he could go out and meet some of the American visitors who have started to come back. And Brian, there is some signs of recovery around the place, right?
Some signs, for sure. I mean, as you said, in March, while visitors here were almost a third lower than if you go back to pre-COVID, the gap is smaller than it had been earlier in the year. But as you said, there are concerns that American visitors are not coming back in the numbers we'd hoped for. So I live in Blarney, as you said, where pre-COVID we could have had up to 50 coach tours a day into the village. And it was the one thing that all of us locals noticed. It was so unusual not hearing American accents for that 2 year period. But this year they have started to come back, although, as you said, nowhere near the numbers of before.
But you did meet some of them.
I didn't have far to go, really. There won't be a whole pile of expenses with this report. I spent time in the village yesterday afternoon. And you can see the impact actually of the last 2 years. For example, a great restaurant, The Square Table, that has closed down, unfortunately. Another local cafe is also closed. But the coach tours, they're not as many as there were, but it is great to hear those American accents again. They began arriving around St. Patrick's Day. So I strolled around near the famous Blarney Woolen Mills and reputedly the largest Irish shop in the world. And there I met this American family, Claire. They had delayed their trip to Ireland by 2 years. And I began by speaking to Caitlin from California.
We were discussing it before COVID and we were kind of monitoring the situation ever since.
Happy enough to come back now?
Absolutely. Been to Belfast, Dublin, Ballina, Galway, Cork.
Yeah, so we planned this for my dad's 75th.
You're not 75, are you?
Not anymore.
Oh, no, you're 77, is
it?
Oh, sorry about that.
We were just kind of watching things and we just kind of picked these dates and things kind of cleared up around the same time and we were able to just do it.
People were kind of worried here. They were thinking the war in Ukraine, often Americans don't travel if there's conflict overseas, even if you're not involved.
There's no reluctance. It was one of those things where we just wanted to get it done and everything seemed to point in the right direction and we did it.
So 2 years on, they're finally celebrating your birthday?
Yeah, finally.
Does that mean you get a second set of presents?
No, this is it. This is it.
This is the present.
This covers all 2 years.
Long easy. Time waiting, wasn't
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Had you been in Ireland before over the years?
No, but last night we actually met a second cousin of mine.
Did you notice prices? Because it has been a thing here where prices have been creeping up. I wonder how much more expensive this trip, obviously it's a present so you don't want, how much more expensive it was because of COVID.
You know, it seems very comparable if you just imagine the euro and the dollar are exactly the same.
Interesting.
But you know, when we're losing a little bit on it,
yeah,
it's a little bit more expensive.
Because the local gift shop have been telling me, over the last 2 years, the cost of transporting goods abroad has skyrocketed, maybe
sure.
Trebled. So there's a lot of reluctance on people to buy something here and get it shipped.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you spend 250 euro here, they'll ship it for free.
You have to spend 250 exactly.
euro. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hence, we didn't have anything shipped for free.
What's the plan tonight?
We don't have one.
Oh, that's
always
good.
Walk the town, get some dinner,
just
enjoy it.
Last night. Well, I wish you all a great trip. Thanks
Thank you
for
very much.
Thank you.
Great that they could finally make it after 2 years. Mm-hmm. And COVID, Brian, made some people perhaps take on a trip that they'd been talking about for years, finally.
And that was the case with this family I met, who were on their first ever trip to Ireland, partly because the youngest member of the family, Alexander, and they're from Dallas in Texas, she wanted to visit and she brought the rest of her family along. So she told me why she chose Ireland.
I actually did an Irish literature class in college and we learned about James Joyce and W.B. Yeats, and it was just one of those things on the bucket list. And then
how has it been? Has it met your expectations?
I would say London did and so did Scotland. I like both of them, but to be honest,
I feel there's a but coming.
Yeah, I was not excited when I saw Dublin was very modern, which is very selfish of me to expect that they still live in medieval houses and stuff like that.
We should all, you know, discard electricity and
take carriages and buses. Yeah.
Tell us your name.
I'm Marcy Stiles.
Tell me, is this your first time in Ireland?
Yes.
How has it been?
I love it.
Had you any reluctance around travelling with COVID?
No, not at all.
We're so tired of COVID. And, you know, when you love to travel and all of a sudden you can't and you're locked down, it's horrible. Yeah. So I was so excited to just get out.
Does this mean you've 2 years of spending to catch up on? I see all the souvenir bags mm-hmm. here and the gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
And tell us your own name.
Carmen Wilmond.
Lovely name. Carmen Wilmond. Is this your first time in Ireland?
Yes.
What made you want to come?
It's on my bucket list, okay. And my ancestors are Joyce.
So it's met your expectations?
It has.
So did you, in terms of the writers, the Irish writers, you saw the Wild statue in Dublin and Stephen's Green?
Yeah, I have all the pictures.
And did you get to see some of the places that you had heard about?
Joyce,
where is? But sure, most of them lived outside of Ireland. They couldn't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, I only really saw their statues.
So are you one of the few people in Ireland who's read Ulysses?
I don't think I've actually read it.
Yeah. Yeah. Food has been delicious.
The food has been delicious.
Everything that I have eaten has been delicious.
And everybody's been real nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much. Hope you have a great trip.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that they think the food's delicious. Mm-hmm. Some of the Americans there who've come back and visited or come here for the first time. And we know, Brian, they're not here in the same volume as before. Hopefully, though, we are getting back. And you've been chatting to some of the local business owners. What do they say they're seeing?
I suppose it depends on who you talk to. Like I said, Blarney, for example, has lost a very good restaurant and a local cafe, although hopefully that will reopen. COVID has changed a lot of things, including consumer habits. We all know that. For example, it possibly has accelerated that move online. I called into Aileen, who runs Horgan's of Blarney Gift Shop, in business half a century, but the last 2 years obviously have been very tough. Now, she told me first how much tourism business from America she feels has come back.
They came late last summer. They started to travel when they were given the nod by their president. They came to travel to Ireland.
And are they back in the numbers that they were back in before, do you think?
No, not yet. Mm. It's getting there, but not at the moment. Yeah.
Would you have any sense in terms of business where we're at now? Because, you know, there's lots of positive stories about tourism being back. But where are we? Are we 50% of what we had? Are we 70%?
50. 50%, yeah. 50% of what we were. They're not spending. Everything is expensive. You can see it in them. They're here because they've been saved. And the holiday has paid for it, because between accommodation, food, if you're shipping things back, it's so expensive to ship.
If I come in here and I'm living in Texas and I want to buy a lovely Irish gift that you're selling, before, in order to send that back home, it would have been quite straightforward.
It would have been quite easy done. We'd have shipped through the post office, and due to COVID, no planes in the sky. So shipping has gone double, quadruple. And also during COVID, people used to buy, they get a tax receipt for €20 or over. During COVID, that changed. There was a law changed, and it's €75 and over now.
It must, though, at times for you, it must be nice meeting people who are so excited to be in Ireland, having planned to be here two and a half years ago.
Yes, they're excited to be back. They're loving it. They love the Irish. They love the relaxation of the country, how easygoing it is, and the weather has helped.
Have you kept those Irish holidaymakers who holidayed at home for the last 2 years, I wonder?
Oh, at the moment, I don't think so.
Are they all in Lanzarote?
I think so. I'd be gone myself if I flew. Hotels have gone so expensive here. You'll see it even the time when Ed Sheeran was here last week, the price of hotels was ridiculous.
Obviously, your hope is that it will get back to where it was.
We hope. Yeah. We hope. We have changed a little bit to become our own gift store more than a souvenir shop. The tourists aren't spending. People are here on holidays for the experience now, not to buy anything, because they can, the Amazon of the world, they can buy it all on Amazon. They think they're here for more of the experience now than buying a piece of Waterford or buying an Erin sweater.
That's an interesting take from Aileen there from Horgan's of Blarney, sounding a note of caution in relation to the spending power of tourists here. And Brian O'Connell, thanks very much for that report. Maybe one of the American tourists bought the Quick Pick lottery ticket in Michael Blanchfield's shop. Imagine that. That would encourage them all to come back, wouldn't it? Get the numbers back up to 2019 levels. We'll take a break. More after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.